So, where have you been in India so far, Brad?
I flew into Delhi and took the train down across to Jaipur. I'm going to Goa next. Have you been there, Lewis?
Yeah, Goa's cool. We're going to Kerala. How's your trip been so far, Brad?
Apart from the mosquitoes and the spiders, pretty good. I had a great time in Delhi. I stayed with this Indian guy, Raj, who I'd met through the website couchsurfing.org. He was really sociable and took me to some really amazing places.
Yeah, we've met some great Indian people, really friendly and generous.
Yeah, but not everyone. I had a pretty bad time in Jaipur.
What happened?
I met these two brothers, Jay and Vikram, in a tea house. Jay was really funny and confident. He knew a lot about California. Vicky was older and a bit more sensible. They offered to show me around, and they seemed reliable, so I agreed. We went sightseeing, and they told me about their lives. Vicky said that they could take me to see some tigers the next day if I wanted.
Sounds cool.
Well, then they started telling me about their business. They sold jewelry. They took me to their factory and showed me around. Then they tried to sell me some. I didn't want to, but in the end, I said I would buy a small piece. They said it would be ready the next day, and then took me back to my hostel. The next day, I felt a bit anxious, but went to their factory to collect the jewelry. They had made my piece and had made 30 other necklaces too. They said that this was what I had asked for the day before. They told me that I would have to pay $100 for the jewelry. I had only taken $10 with me when I left that morning. Jay said that he would take me to a cash machine to get the money. I hadn't taken my credit card with me, but I didn't tell them that. We drove to a bank and we all got out. I didn't know where I was, but I decided to run away. I started running and Jay followed me, but I was faster and after a few minutes I was safe. I waited behind the dustbin in a small street for a while and then went onto the main road and found a taxi. The driver could see how anxious I was and drove me back to the hostel. I told him what had happened and he was quite angry with them. He was really generous and didn't charge me anything. The next day, I took the first train out of Jaipur.
Sounds awful, but hey, that's a pretty cool story you've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you've got some stories. And we've got another 3 hours on this train.
No worries, mate. So we were in Varanasi.